Now that you've had some time to think about it, do you forgive Lance Armstrong?
Did you ever take banned substances? Yes. Did you ever blood dope or use blood transfusions? Yes. Oprah asked, and Lance Armstrong answered. In an interview aired on the Oprah Winfrey Network Thursday, she then asked why he was coming forward now.
It's too late for probably most people.
He describes himself as deeply flawed for lying for so long. When they talked about the culture of doping,
I don't want to necessarily talk about anybody else. I made my decisions. They are my mistake. And I'm sitting here today to acknowledge that and to say I'm sorry.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Let's go live tonight to triathlete Stephen Brown from the Philadelphia area. He's a coach, a writer, a speaker. He has survived cancer and has written an open letter to Armstrong that you can see now at WTOP.com. Search Survivor. Stephen, thank you very much. Are you still wearing that yellow bracelet on your arm tonight?
Yeah, actually, I still am, believe it or not. It's still here. It's still on me.
Stephen, how come? Sorry, Del.
You know what? I don't know. I keep looking at it, and I keep trying to figure out if I want to take it off or if I don't. But you know what? The bracelet says Live Strong. It doesn't say Armstrong. So for the time being, I'm going to keep wearing it.
It is an understatement to say that you wrote a blistering letter. What, if anything, are you willing to forgive Lance for?
First of all, I don't know how quickly I want to use the word forgive. What I will say I understand is his need to feel like he needed to be on a level playing field with some of his competitors. I get that on some level. But what cut me to the core as a fellow cancer survivor is the part where he says to everybody who was willing to listen, why would I do that to myself? Why would I dope? Why would I engage in those substances after all that I've been through with all the chemotherapy and everything else? That's the kind of thing that just resonates with me that I have a real issue with, because to me that's kind of, you know, that's a breach of a cancer warrior code. You just don't do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. What else in your letter do you think is important for our listeners to know?
Well, I mean, I ended the letter by saying, look, I realize that we're imperfect beings living in an imperfect world, and I understand that, and time will heal all this, I suppose. So, you know, the onus is on Mr. Armstrong. What are you going to do about it at this point? He's obviously living in an awfully horrible place at this point in his life, but he's created that place. So how does he dig himself out of it? What's he going to do? What are his next steps? You know, we all just have to wait and watch and see how he's going to respond to this. But, you know, the bottom line is he created an incredible organization in Livestrong that is doing remarkable things for an insane amount of people. And, you know, I have to continue to embrace that regardless of some of the activity that Lance is engaged in.
Are you concerned that as the people out there abandon Lance Armstrong, they will also abandon Live Strong?
I'm not at all. I think he was very visible and very focal in the forefront of putting this organization out there, but Live Strong has become bigger than Lance Armstrong, and Live Strong is going to flourish. They're going to continue to grow. And I think at some point in time, somebody's going to look back and say, hey, what was the name of that guy that founded this organization again?
Hmm. You know, you also write in your letter about how he's not a good loser. Second place makes him furious, third place even more so. And so maybe you suggest he can use that to not come back from this in a victorious kind of way, but to come back in a way that maybe some people are willing to forgive him. And it may be a small point, but did you think that he was a good winner? You know, sometimes you'd watch him at the Tour de France, and there was an arrogance there, and I guess maybe it's due to you when you're a winner, except now we know how he won, and it seems bad.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if I know him well enough to be able to say that. I will say that he portrayed a certain sense of arrogance, but when you're on top of the world and when you're an American winning a predominantly European event and you're doing it seven times and you're a cancer survivor and you're a superstar, I think you kind of forgive the arrogance, right? But now, here we are in hindsight looking back at all the arrogance, knowing that they were the facade on top of a whole bunch of lies, that doesn't make the arrogance okay.
We have been in quite the year. Nobody selected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Now Lance Armstrong. Is it time that we take athletes off the pedestals?
No, it's time that athletes start taking their role a little more seriously. I don't think I don't think we take them off the pedestal. I think they need to step up to the plate. I think they need to take ownership for who they are, who they represent, the people that they influence, and they need to be more accountable for their actions.
It was very kind of you to take a few minutes to be with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That is Stephen Brown. He's from the Philadelphia area. Holds a number of positions: coach, writer, speaker, triathlete. He's going to be competing in South Africa pretty soon, and cancer survivor. You can read his open letter to Lance Armstrong at WTOP.com. Search Survivor.